I'm low. How do you always know? Oh, you're right there to save me at the end of my rope. When I'm floating in space, how do you stay in place? When the whole world is caving, oh, you're my saving grace. You make me wonder, woman, how do you do it? Some superpower I don't understand. You make me wonder, woman, how do you do it? You're superhuman and I'm just a man.
EGOT-winning, critically acclaimed, multi-platinum singer-songwriter John Legend will be in town tonight at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center, performing with the Philadelphia Orchestra. Legend has garnered 12 Grammy Awards, an Academy Award, a Golden Globe, a Tony Award, and an Emmy Award, among others. Legend is the first African-American man to earn an EGOT and one of only 19 people in the prestigious EGOT Club. He will be with the Philadelphia Orchestra that will feature songs and stories. It is an intimate reimagining of his greatest hits, All of Me, Ordinary People, Tonight, as well as stories from Legend's life, career, and selections from his most recent release, Legend. It is a great pleasure to welcome John Legend to the roundtable this morning. John, thanks very much for being with us.
Pleasure. I'm excited.
So you will be in Saratoga Springs tomorrow, a night of songs and stories with the Philadelphia Orchestra. How did these events come about with you telling stories, singing songs with a full orchestra?
Well, it's such a beautiful experience. We bring a choir, we bring the orchestra, we bring my band. It's really just a really cool, like, exciting experience. And I tell all these stories about my career, a lot of things that people didn't really know about me before. But I also have the backing of this amazing group of musicians. And so it's really like a dream come true. It's one of my favorite shows I've ever done.
When you say that, is it that personal aspect? Is it the telling the stories? Is it the connect with the audience, separate from how you connect to them in music?
Yeah, I think it's all of it. It's the combination of telling the stories, but also singing some of my favorite songs, songs that have meant a lot to me over the years, songs that I've written and songs that have inspired me that are cover songs as well.
When you look at that and you're doing a cover or you're doing something that you have written, and even from what I understand, even the songs that we know from you, that there are different interpretations that you have brought, which I assume comes out of both your own interest, but also that of working with a beautiful symphony orchestra like the Philadelphia Orchestra.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So we reimagine a lot of the songs, thinking about how they'll sound with an orchestra, and came up with new arrangements for this particular show. So it has its own flavor. It's not like any other show that you've seen of mine in the past. And so it really feels special. And it's something unique that we're doing this summer. And, you know, we haven't really done it like this before.
It would seem to me, is there a point for you when you're doing this and you're singing, the chorus is going, the orchestra is there, and you think, man, this sounds great?
Yeah, it feels really uplifting and feels really powerful. It also feels nostalgic because I grew up, singing in church choirs and directing church choirs. So there's a lot of nostalgia when I'm hearing the choir sing and hear it all coming together. It just feels really fulfilling and beautiful.
There is such a neat, the idea that you're doing this, this particular venue, obviously outside, and there's an intimacy there as well. I know you've done this at Wolf Trap, and you'll be doing it at other places across the country, and it just seems like it's a perfect way to spend a summer evening.
Oh, I hope so. I hope we have good weather and all that good stuff, but I really want to have a great time, and I'm looking forward to it.
What is, when you put together the set list, when you put together those songs that you mentioned, does it come from that this fits the story that you want to tell? Or does it say, oh, this is a song that I want to sing and I will bridge that with the story that comes from my life?
Well, yeah, it started with the stories. And, you know, of course, there's certain songs that I always want to make sure I include, like Ordinary People and All of Me. But I have great stories for those, too. So we definitely wanted the story to kind of lead me certain places with the music. But, you know, there's certain classics that I'm definitely going to play. And I have good stories for them, so it makes sense.
When you are working with the orchestra, what is it like to come in? How much time do you get with them and to get the feel of, say, the Philadelphia Orchestra being different than another orchestra in another city?
Well, we've been traveling with our own conductor, so he knows me really well. He knows the show really well. So he's able to bridge that gap very well with each orchestra because we're playing with the Cleveland Orchestra and when we go to Cleveland. And so having the conductor say the same throughout makes it easier to bridge it.
The conductor being Anthony Parnther and a perfect person, I would think, who is a music director of California's San Bernardino Symphony Orchestra, but to work with you and as you say, knows the show really well, but also knows you very well.
Absolutely. So he just connects really well with the music, and we've really made it so seamless. My music director, Eugene Man Roberts, he's been with me for over a decade now. And so we just have a really nice chemistry going between all of us.
What do you think ultimately people can expect when they come out of perhaps what they wouldn't expect from seeing you elsewhere?
Like I said, it's a very different show than any of my prior shows. Having the orchestra, having the choir, having the storytelling, it's a very unique experience. It's truly my favorite show that I've ever done, and a lot of people who've been in my life for a long time think it's their favorite, too.
Have you put your finger on that of what it, I mean, we touched on this about the personal aspect of it, but of that you feel so comfortable with this material?
Yeah, I think it really is a personal aspect, the storytelling, the beauty of the music, all of that together.
Well, you are going to be appearing at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center with the Philadelphia Orchestra. 7:15 is game time. And John Legend, it's a great pleasure to speak to you. Can't wait
Thank
to see
you.
The show.
Thank you so much.
Be well. Take care. John Legend with the Philadelphia Orchestra tonight at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center at 7:15. This is a SPAC event, so you are able to bring in picnics and food and drinks for the lawn area, and you can get your lawn tickets and find out more information about the entire show by going to SPAC.org. SPAC.org. John Legend with the Philadelphia Orchestra, along with a full gospel choir and a live band. All of this happening at 7:15 tonight. You can find out more at SPAC.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
I'm certain, 'cause I still get nervous. Oh, you walk in so perfect, and my heart short circuits. No, I don't deserve this. That's why I still get nervous. When you walk through the door and you look in my eyes, yeah, it feels like the very first time. I can fall for you forever, I'm certain. 'Cause I still get nervous when your lips hit my lips and the fireworks fly, sending sparks to the air like the 4th of July. I can fall for you forever, I'm certain. 'Cause I still get nervous. I still get nervous.